Hello and welcome to the Jimmy and Luke Show, episode 88. Four.
Do you know how many people hate that? The way I asked my friends, "Hey, listen to our podcast."
And that Luke seems like talking for an hour.
That Luke seems like a bitchy ass bitch keeping the camera literally.
I'm Luke.
Microphone, not camera.
Don't give a fuck.
Okay, we are.
It's a camera on it, therefore it is a camera in a way.
Fine, but there didn't used to be when I used my iPod to do it. So let's explain the concept of the new episodes. I'll explain it from the beginning. Our 100th episode is coming up in just a few short weeks. As is our second year, 2-year anniversary is coming up on January 25th, which is in very, very short periods. So we're trying to reminisce and think about all the good things that have made our show so great from the very beginning. One of which is the fact that our show, at least for about the first year, our show always ended with the bell going off where we were recording it with. So it was like we were always on a timer. So for these couple of episodes, like 11 or 12 episodes before our 100th episode, we have decided to do the show on an actual timer.
Exactly.
So
my idea.
This show's timer is set for, I believe, 25 minutes. Would I be right in saying that? Maybe 20 minutes. And when that timer runs out, the recording will stop. It is out of our control. The recording will end, and that's the end of the episode, unless there's something urgent. So we have to get everything that we need to talk about out of the way before then, and this is going to create some real fun stuff. So this is our first episode of 2014. Happy New Year!
Yeah.
Happy New Year. How was your Christmas, Jimmy? You had a great Christmas. You got to go abroad.
Yay!
While I was stuck here, and yeah, I did. I had. Thanks for.
James, why did you bring me with you?
I feel like it.
Baya, my Christmas was actually quite pleasant. Thank you for asking.
No, it wasn't. I just know deep down.
In case you are new to the show, I'm Luke. This is Jimmy, and Dean is also present in the room.
Dino.
That's a burger. I've never seen that before.
I don't know.
And these are all games anyway. I don't like games. I only look at the social apps and the connected.
How far are you down now, James?
He went back up. Yeah.
Where are you at?
500.
James got a new smartphone and he is trying
You're
to find
on my phone.
Fun games to play
say,
on the Google Play Store. So I spit on my own phone all the time.
Stop spitting everywhere.
I spit on my own phone all the time.
I don't feel enough.
Where's the timer? I want to have the timer up in front of us. It makes it more fun.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. I presume the recording will continue if I put the timer up. Will
yes,
it? Yes. Okay. So we have 17 minutes and 6:54. This is actually really exciting having the timer.
Not really.
There we go.
That's not exciting at all.
Well, I think it's exciting. Actually, this is going to be a super short episode if we do abide by this timer, because maybe we'll keep going. But anyway. So, what was I talking about? Christmas. So
how come I found? Oh, never mind.
How come you found what?
How come I found? Oh, never mind. How come I found? Never mind.
I don't care.
How come I found? Never mind.
Angry Birds Star Wars. I hate Angry Birds in the first place. Angry Birds Star Wars is so bad.
Did I even touch it? Why the fuck are you talking about it? Yes, why?
I hate Angry Birds. It's so boring. I don't get why people like it. It's so stupid.
I've beat the game 3 times.
There's t-shirts and everything.
It's fun.
It's not, I don't
you're
like
not,
it.
You're not a fun person.
I
That's
fun
why
I love Temple Run.
I've never completed the game. I completed it 3 times.
Yeah. Oh, not a fun person if I ever completed it. Well, I love playing Temple Run 2. At least I did. But Angry Birds is so boring. You just flick wee. Temple Run is like, oh my god, I have to dodge this. Oh my god. It's like a fun, exciting adventure game, and it's
only fun for you because you can only use one thumb.
Because it seems the only game you can play.
Yeah, it seems properly.
No, I'm good at I'm pretty good at racing games. I just don't have room on my phone for them.
You can get a fucking memory card.
Exactly.
Where did I put the memory card in?
You take off the back.
Yeah.
And there should be an SD slot, a micro SD slot.
Is there?
And you stick in a memory card.
Yeah.
A small little thing.
Yeah, for my SIM card.
And your memory card.
Small.
Oh yeah, I know, there's none of that.
There is.
Take it off the back.
I'm not taking it off the back, I'll take it off at lunchtime or something. Actually, no, I'm not going to. I want to keep my phone turned on all day.
You don't have to take out the battery.
Yeah, yeah.
It's usually at the side.
Oh, it's not. I don't have one of those. I swear to God, I don't. I know the back of my phone like the back of my hand, which I know very well. It's disgusting and red and covered in veins. But anyway, so,
you're lucky it's not covered in spiders.
I love if it was.
The back of my hand was just covered in spiders.
Yeah.
Oh, why is he a Temperon 1? It's so boring.
Hey,
Temperon 1. I played it for a couple of weeks because I got bored of Temple Run 2.
Wait, what was your high score in Temple Run 2?
Why didn't you? Do you even have Snapchat?
No.
Why?
It's not on this phone yet.
Oh, you're joking. Must be.
I didn't get it yet.
Yeah, so get it now.
No. Why not? I don't want to.
This is a load of bullshit.
Yeah, it's boring.
What?
You Snapchatted me your finger, which I thought was your penis.
I don't understand. What? But Snapchat's like the best, and even if you barely ever use it, there's no harm in having it. It's a tiny app.
Why the fuck did you send me a picture of your hand?
Because I was trying to test it to see if you had it or not. When was this? A couple days ago?
No, I checked it yesterday.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of your hand.
Yeah, because I was just trying to test to see if you had it or not. See if you get back to me. And also,
I'm not going to reply to a picture of your hand.
Fine,
like
fine, but do, oh, please get it on your phone.
No.
Why? It's so much fun.
It's
so
not.
So annoying.
It's so boring.
It's like fucking selfie. Every 5 fucking seconds.
I fail to comprehend this, but anyway, well, I have no purpose for Snapchat if
that's
you don't have so.
Snapchat.
Oh my god, you people are so strange. I don't care at all.
I'm a fucking stranger.
I mean, I haven't used Snapchat in 6 months because James hasn't used it in 6 months. I don't have a purpose for it if you're not on it because I don't know anyone else, but you know.
What you do is you go add a load of random strangers and you take a picture of a window and say, try and find out where I live.
And come and rape me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's exactly what you do.
Now
tit.
That you're concentrating,
you little tit,
let's
stop.
Do our podcast properly.
Indeed. You like money, don't you?
I like all sorts.
And now we're getting rid of Dean.
You like money, don't you?
I'll keep you
Oh, hurry the fuck up.
Buy me cookies. 2 packs of cookies. You set whatever you want with the chip.
What? So you want 2 packets of cookies.
What a waste of money. Jesus.
Says the one who throws money in the air and then loses it and lets it roll off.
Yeah, 10 cents.
10 cents.
You're just
10 cents could help someone.
€5 to a straight. Yeah, I could. I know.
Yeah, 10 cents could help.
I do with 10 cents and you put it in a change jar.
I do. I put all my money in a change jar.
No, you don't. You bring it to school and throw it in the air.
That is my bus change, which I would usually bring home and put in my change jar. I brought my change. Actually, I'll tell you a funny story on the podcast. It's really great.
How much do I get to keep myself in?
I'll change.
Jeez, that'd be like €4 change.
No, I think there'd be like €2.
So I brought my bag of coins down to the change machine where they convert it into proper money, right? So I put the bag into the basket. And my dad is like carrying the basket with the bag. He forgets that the change is in the bag, so he picks the bag out upside down and thousands of tiny little coins go all across the floor of the supermarket. And Steven's dead.
Hey, was this your money?
Yeah. So I have to pick it all up. And Miss McGreevy's there.
Really? How much did you end up with, though?
€8. It was decent. I bought the Wolverine with it.
Should have just saved it, you didn't twat.
What do you mean? I did save it. I saved €8 in a money box.
Yeah, then you spent it as soon as you found out how much you had.
Yeah, because I was waiting to spend it.
Yeah, you should have saved up all your money.
I have money saved up.
€200 million.
I have €20 of my Christmas money that I'm saving until like Gravity comes out on Blu-ray or something.
Exactly. Don't spend it as soon as
I'm not gonna spend it. Yeah.
Up.
I spent the rest of my money. I'm not gonna spend that €20. That €20 is safe. Well, actually, I probably will spend some.
You will spend that €20 on Gravity when it comes out because you just said that.
Yes, but I might.
So next time,
I'm probably gonna
save all your money until you have loads and loads of money.
Anyway,
then you won't have to pay your parents and let them fuck off. Do whatever they want, get their own money, and then you can be like, oh, swag, you know, I got my own money.
Okay. Why did you have to say that? I don't understand why you had to say that.
Because you would annoy me with your money.
Christ. No, we've started the whole episode again now.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do, because
no,
you just said that about my parents.
Edit it.
So, I told you my story yesterday, didn't I, about how I'm... I'm sending an issue of a magazine to the people who make the magazine because they lost it. No, I forgot. Bring it in tomorrow.
And what will happen?
What?
What will happen?
Well, oh yeah, so basically, so the magazine, we're like, we've lost an issue of our magazine. Could you please send it to, could somebody who owns it, please contact us and lend it to us for a while? So I'm like, me, I have it, even though it's from 1999, because it was like part of a collection I got from the olden days. It's a terrible issue. I don't even want to keep it. But anyway, so they go, great. If you, so I sent them a picture, and like the way a kidnapper would send a picture of a person holding the day's newspaper, I sent a picture of this magazine held up against the new issue of this magazine to prove that it was a current picture taken this month. So they go, great, send it to us, and we'll send it back in 2 weeks with loads of thank you goodies. So I go, yay.
So you're going to give me some of the stuff?
It's probably going to be like,
you want to give me,
they're
some
probably going to send me like a Blu-ray of something.
Give me all the stuff.
No. What they usually do, the thing is, this magazine, they get like so much free shit in the post from all the different studios and stuff because they're so big. But they'll probably send me a spare Blu-ray or a spare goodie bag of some film or something like that. If they sent me a Blu-ray of White House Down, that would be great. But anyway,
I don't listen, so I see.
It'd be great if they did listen. So anyway, so I have to post that today, and it's probably going to cost me more money to post than the stuff they'll send me back is actually worth. But you know what? I'm helping out some people that I respect, and it's great.
So he's speaking without spitting so much. Let's God.
Let's tell the audience about our plans for JL Sot, which is French for 100.
I knew that.
So for episode 100, we're doing a little, let's call it a little radio drama. And it is basically... What?
What was that called?
I don't know. I presume he's like an engineer or a construction person or whatever.
Or some creepy guy, like that German guy who's on the stairs, teaches, so.
Yeah. So anyway, so we're going to basically invent a time travel so that we can go back in time.
A time traveling machine,
We're going to invent a time travel to go back in time to January 25th, 2012, and prevent me, Luke, from deleting the first episode that we recorded, which I did on that day. It was embarrassing, but now we're going to go back in time and stop me from doing
it. And your voice is squeaky.
And my voice was squeaky. It's going to be great.
Stupid.
It's going to be great fun. And basically, episode 99, now my plan is that for episode 99, we're going to do a cool, big, live Google Hangout thing. Because that'll kind of be our last proper episode before episode 1. Oh, God. James, can we move down, please? I know it's mean, but we have to do our podcast.
It's so mean, though.
I know it is, but this podcast is important to me. We have to do an episode today, and it has to be 6 minutes extra, at least. So,
I'll just be on my phone.
Dean will be back in a minute.
Yeah.
So, basically, episode 99, we're going to do a big live Google Hangout. If you're a listener and you'd like to join...
Do you mind?
You're allowed to join. Do you mind? But the other thing is that we are going to be, after episode 100, we are going to be deleting the show. We're going to be deleting the whole Jimmy and Luke show. And we're going to start anew.
R.I.P.
So basically, I'll explain to you what we're going to do. I did already. We are going to, basically... after I did a fucking triangle. See, I'm just going to put food in each shelf.
Yeah.
So after episode 100, basically what's going to happen at episode 100, I don't want to spoil it, but after episode 100, I'm going to delete all the episodes. And we're going to... Doritos. That's how you spend your change. Doritos.
Seriously.
You're going to have saved a Chinese child's life with that money.
You bought Doritos.
25 cents for the best set.
It's Biscuit Con. Cookie Con 2013.
Cookie Con.
Can I have a cookie?
Yes, you can.
Can I have some of your cookie?
No, you can't. I'm
really hungry.
I was gonna say I'm really hot. I was like, Jesus, fucking Christ, no.
So, yeah, we're gonna delete all the episodes, and then we're gonna start a new one, a brand new RSS feed with new episodes, 101, 102. It's gonna be fantastic. What I will mean is that if you're subscribed to the show, you will have to resubscribe after episode 100. Which is gonna be kind of annoying. But you know what that means? It means we'll never have to delete another episode ever again. Whereas now, we have a limit of like 12 episodes, and then we have to delete them. But now, after episode 100,
what if
you delete the new episode 100?
What?
Don't you delete the new episode 1?
Yeah. That would be very ironic, but unlikely. Hi.
Have a good shit.
That would be hilarious if I did delete the new episode 100. If I deleted every
the
episode.
The chances of that.
I know. Jesus, you have a really complicated thing. I know it now. I don't care. I mean, it's not like you ever give me your phone anyway. You take my phone more than I've taken yours. I've never touched your phone, so...
Give me a hand.
You've touched my phone.
You have touched my phone.
Listen to the Jimmy and Luke show for me. Thank you.
Who's that?
The person you will never know.
Who's it? Is it somebody that I don't know?
It's somebody you don't know.
Regan Kerr. Is that a man or a woman?
Man, obviously.
What age are they?
For you to find out.
Well, are they like a pedophile that you're talking to on the internet? Because I fear for your safety, James.
I was playing Minecraft with them. I Skyped them before. They're not pedophiles.
Are they a teenager?
Obviously.
Okay, well, that's not so bad then. You know what? We're going to stop this timer because we actually don't... We have loads up to do, so... Okay. Let's just continue.
No place to die. So many days to die.
What stories can I tell from over Christmas?
Yeah, the story of your toilet man.
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
I bought a toilet man over Christmas. So basically, I went to a strange rural charity shop, which is a patronized, which is has been patronized. Could you say that if I am a patron of a charity, then the charity has been patronized by me? No? Okay. Well, anyway. Let's just say that there is a, you know what, I think you're wrong, but anyway, there is a charity, a rural charity shop.
My head was itchy.
Patronized by the Catholic Church, and I went in there and I went and bought an interesting, to say the least, an interesting toy. This toy would involve, what are you doing?
I'm doing what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. I'm just doing this so it doesn't look like I'm recording to these people, because I feel like these people would probably notice that image is up on the screen. So anyway, so I went to this charity shop, patronized by the Catholic Church. I got a very interesting toy. It's basically a rubber man sitting on a toilet bowl. When you press a button, he starts moving his arms up and down and making very loud groaning noises. Like, he's basically a toilet man taking a shit. It's absolutely disgusting and obscene. I will post a video on the website accompanying this episode, if I remember. He's disgusting, but he's my toilet man, and I love him dearly. Did I show Dean a picture of the toilet man?
I think so. Did you see the
these taste
man?
Like hobnobs. It's really strange.
They are hobnob cookies.
But they're cookies.
They're hobnob.
And hobnobs.
They're
it's
hobnob.
So weird.
They're hobookies.
Dean, did I show you a picture of my toilet man?
No.
Oh, yeah.
The whole
world's
in hobnob living on his toilet.
What?
There's a whole world living on his toilet.
So it's Lucy.
Yeah.
Very
fucked.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Already shown.
Poor little hobo.
Look at this. This is a really scary picture.
This is what the weather got so bad last week. Look what happened to GMIT. It's like the fucking arc. It looks like an arc anyway, so that's
considering it's like all on a slope.
Yeah, I know.
It's one of the highest pieces of land.
It's like
the school, we're so close to the sea, but we're so high.
Here's my hostage photo, James. Here's my hostage photo. This is what I'm saying. So Dean, basically, this magazine, they don't have this issue from 1999, and they would need a copy of it, they lost it. So they put up on Twitter, does anyone have this issue? And I go, I do. So I take a picture of it next to this month's issue and prove that it's a current picture of Captain America there. So I take a picture of it next to this month's issue.
That was Catwoman.
And now I'm posting it to them, and they're going to send it back in 2 weeks with loads of free shit, so.
And loads of shit free.
I love getting free shit. And they have a lot of cool free shit, like free Blu-rays and free
cool shit,
all sorts of stuff.
Free shit, cool.
It's very cool. And now they're gonna like me because I did this. So now every time I enter a competition with my name, they'll be like, they'll be like 1% biased towards me, which is good. It's a positive thing. And I want to work for these people in 10 years, so.
Then it turns out someone else on the copy in that you didn't know about.
No, they don't. They don't, because I thought that was going to happen, but then somebody emailed me. They emailed me first. They said, great, send it to us tomorrow. They're not going to pay for the postage, which is kind of shitty, but maybe what they send me back will be worth money, and I can sell it on eBay to make up for the postage. Although, after trying to sell my iTunes gift card on eBay, I don't think I'm ever going to try to sell anything on eBay ever again.
That's because half of iTunes stuff is a scam.
Why? But I took a picture of it.
Why didn't you sell it to me?
Yes.
Well, I sent a message on Facebook. I said, want to buy a 15 euro iTunes gift card for 10 euro, and you didn't get back.
Can I have it?
No, I've already put it in my iTunes account.
Oh, yeah.
My dad's using it to buy weird audiobooks that he likes.
That's so scary. What you're saying is you put it up on a 15 euro one on eBay for 10 euro.
I put it up for 7.
No one do I know about it. They obviously got it.
Well, that's unfortunate.
If you put it up for 15, maybe someone might have looked at it going, okay.
Yes. Why would they buy it for 15 when you can buy it for 15 anywhere?
Because some people prefer ordering stuff.
But there were other people selling like Hong Kong iTunes gift card. I think my one only works in Ireland, so it had kind of a small market. But also, there are ones, people are selling like Hong Kong ones for like 20 cents. So, there probably are scams, but you know.
You sure was still recording?
If you may have noticed, listeners, we've gone past our timer now. What?
Oh yeah.
I ended the timer because it was like no longer relevant. We have 10 minutes left. Golden Globes this Sunday. Very excited. What?
I don't care. He doesn't care.
But Tina and Amy are hosting, and they're the best awards hosts ever.
I don't care. He doesn't care.
I remember some of y'all liking Tina and Amy at the Golden Globes last year. One of you two.
I don't think
did.
I even watched it. He didn't even watch it.
You did, didn't you? Well, anyway, like the Oscars this year, they're being hosted by Ellen DeGeneres, and she's a nice person and stuff, but she's not that funny. She's not a funny person. She's like a pleasant person. She's not a comedian. Whereas Tina and Amy are both really funny, really clever, and they're hosting the Golden Globes for the second year in a row.
I don't know who the fuck is on about.
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, who hosted last year, hosting again this year, and they were great last year.
I recognize Tina Fey's name, but
Tina Fey, creator and star of 30 Rock, Amy Poehler, creator and star of Parks and Recreation, or maybe not creator, but anyway, they're both.
She played Lemon, wasn't it?
And I lost. Like the.
No. Tina Fey played Lemon.
Yeah,
Amy, but Amy Poehler is on Parks and Recreation, which I've just started watching, and I think is really good.
I don't have a fucking clue.
It's very like 30 Rock. They're very similar. But Tina Fey and Amy Poehler collaborated a lot over the years. They've been in films together and stuff. They were in Anchorman 2 together. Spoiler alert, at the end of the big fight scene, did you see Anchorman 2? Dean?
Yes,
they were in that. They were like the people from, they were the two women from the Entertainment News Network or whatever.
Wait a second. I was going to see Anchorman 2 and I just remembered you fucking spoiled
you. You don't even know who they are.
I do now. Since I saw the first one.
What? No, they're not in the first one.
I don't care. You spoiled the whole thing by talking about the M word and the.
The M word? Oh, yeah.
And all that shit.
Yeah.
You didn't shit.
I didn't think you were going to see it. I didn't think you were interested. Not my fault that you like didn't even watch the first one until like 2 weeks ago.
Actually, it was last week.
Yeah, but let's just say you watched the first
one. Literally, actually, 4 days ago.
You watched the first film 3 weeks after the second film came out. Now, I've done that with other movies, but, you know. Anyway, who cares? The M word isn't even the funniest thing in the movie. It is pretty funny.
Yet you spoiled it for me.
I'm gonna pause it. There's a bit in Anchorman 2. It's in the trailers. It's at near the beginning, so it's not really a spoiler. But Brick thinks he's dead, so he has a funeral for himself. So they're at his funeral. Alex really going up and saying, Brick was great. And then Brick goes up and he goes, why did you leave us? And he's screaming and stuff. And they go, Brick, you're right here.
He goes, why is he gone?
It's like, goddamn, Brick's dead.
Yeah.
Brick, you're alive.
And then, yes, and then they're in the room.
Off the cruise line.
And then the black boss goes in and they start telling stories about like the only black people they've ever met. And Brick goes, there's a black guy who follows me around whenever there's sunlight. And they go, no, Brick, that's your shadow. And he goes, I called him. What do they call him? is Shadow? What did Rick name his Shadow? Oh, Leon.
It's like there's this backpack on Leon.
Yeah, he follows me around when there's sunlight. But he goes home when it's dark.
Wait, when it's cloudy.
Did Rick sex that bear in Acrobat?
I don't know.
Because the last image of him was the bear hugging him.
Maybe.
And it said, Rick,
Rick gets a girlfriend in the second one. I actually didn't like that bit of it. Like, Kristen Wiig wasn't very good, and I kind of felt sick watching that part, and I think a lot of people did. I've read other people saying that they felt kind of ill watching him and What's-Her-Face together, because they were just kind of uncomfortable. I didn't like that, but... But, like, wasn't it at the end of the first one, Baxter is, like, barking at the bear, and it's like he was friends with the bear's second cousin or something? That's really funny.
So,
what was I talking about? Before Anchorman came on. Yes, the Golden Globes were on this Sunday, and I'm excited, as always. Community came back last week. Yes, we have to talk about Sherlock and Community. I'll talk about Community first, because no one else likes Community. Community came back, season 5, Dan Harmon returns, Chevy Chase is gone, but is he? Spoiler alert, Pierce Hawthorne came back as a hologram, and basically Chevy Chase came back to the show, but there was a contractual agreement that Chevy Chase made with Sony Pictures last year, which declared that he was not allowed on the set of the show. So they had to shoot Chevy Chase's scenes, just him and Dan Harmon, separate to the rest of the cast and crew, which is actually kind of depressing and sad, but it's true. Enough on Community. Sherlock! Now, we're 2 episodes behind because the 2 episodes were both on over the holidays, but the first one was great. It was a great episode. It starts off with, apparently, the true story of how Sherlock survived his fall, involving a bungee jump, Duren Brown, and him crashing through a window and making out with his girlfriend, who's no longer his girlfriend because she has a new boyfriend,
and
who's
the
douchebag.
He jumped into the TARDIS and jumped out of the TARDIS at the bottom.
No
of the
one cares about that kids show.
Yeah.
I was expecting this. My hair. Not my beautiful hair.
What were you talking about?
He brought up Doctor Who, and I was like, no, we're not talking about that. I understand, how are those people capable of writing such a great show in Sherlock and such an awful one in Doctor Who? No. Such an arguably...
Neil Gaiman wrote one of the episodes.
Neil Gaiman. Yeah, you're aware that I've met Neil Gaiman, aren't you?
Yes.
Ah, yes. I like Neil Gaiman, and the fact that he wrote an episode means it must be a great show, okay? I just gotta keep this face on, because this is my genuine smile. Anyway, so let's talk about Sherlock, and then you
can... Nails aren't even sharp. Your nails are so sharp.
I cut them 2 days ago.
They're still sharp. Look at the length of them.
Look at Michael's nails. Michael's nails are like here. It's actually dangerous. It's actually damaging his skin. But anyway, so Sherlock. So that first episode, so it had Watson almost being executed in a bonfire. Then it had this whole V for Vendetta thing, which was actually completely ripped off from V for Vendetta.
I want to watch V for Vendetta.
Well, you might as well just watch Sherlock, because it was just as good.
No, but can I watch V for Vendetta?
Can you? No, James, you're not allowed to watch V for Vendetta. That movie's too scary for you. But I mean, seriously, you should...
You get the shit scared out of
me. Please go watch Sherlock, James. Watch all of season 1, all of season 2, all of season 3. The only episode that isn't worth seeing is the second episode of the first season, which is the only one you've seen, the one with all the Chinese people. That's a pretty bad episode. Oh, my. Okay, that's all we have time for episode 88 of the Jimmy and Luke Show. We'll be back at the end of the week with episode 89. Hope to see you there. Visit our website, the new address, jimmyandluke.info. I paid money for it and everything. jimmyandluke.info, visit buzzup.info, and the golden...
jimmyandlukeshow.tk.
And Community's back Thursday night.
What?
Yeah, but no.